Hello, welcome to this edition of the REIT Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on September 21st, 2017. My guest today is Rick Campo, Chairman and CEO of Camden Property Trust. Camden's headquartered in Houston, which is still dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. Rick's going to update us on how the storm is impacting Camden and the Houston market. Rick, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, I'm glad to be here.
So, Rick, first up, I wanted to ask, I was hoping you could give us a sense of what things are like in the Houston area right now. I mean, for people like me who haven't been there in the past 3 weeks, how's it going? Are you starting to kind of see a semblance of life getting back to normal?
Absolutely. 98% of Houston is operating, as it was before the storm. And if you landed at the airport today and drove into downtown or into the Galleria, you wouldn't see any remnants of the storm at all. Where the storm hit the worst in Houston was in certain residential areas. And so if you go into those residential areas, it still looks like a war zone, like it hasn't recovered at all. And it probably hasn't. But there are just a few pockets in Houston like that. Unfortunately, a lot of houses were damaged. And the storm turned out to be more damaging to residential property than commercial or any infrastructure. So it's sort of a two different worlds, one that doesn't look impacted and one that's obviously very impacted.
Any significant damage to Camden's assets?
No, Camden fared very well through the storm. We have been in Houston, since our founding in 24 years ago as a public company, and we know where to build and how to build. And so we didn't have much damage at all. We had about 80 units that got water in them, and we moved those residents immediately into other Camden apartments. So our properties didn't suffer any much damage at all.
And I mean, we've all seen the media coverage of homes that were ruined or severely damaged in the storm. So I have to assume that means more residents in the Houston area are looking for apartments now, right?
Absolutely. The storm, basically pulled forward probably at least a year's worth of apartment demand into the market. I mean, pre-Harvey, we were sitting at about 93% occupied, and our cash flow or our revenues had declined about 3% for the year. Houston was definitely probably our worst market in our portfolio, and probably one of the worst in the country. Even though 3% down is not that bad, right? Mm-hmm. But with that said, after the storm, we are now at 98% occupancy. Just to give you a sense of how it has changed is we had from January to August, we had 170 net new leases that we didn't have at the beginning of the year. And in the last 2.5 weeks or 3 weeks, we have leased 500 net new apartments in addition to those 170. So a big jump in occupancy, and we think that's going to last for quite a while.
Wow. So, I mean, given that jump, I've got to imagine, though, that given the circumstances, that meant maybe implementing special policies for prospective renters.
Yes, absolutely. We had to do that because we use a revenue management system, which basically prices the property, every day on a dynamic supply and demand balance kind of basis. And when supply goes down and demand, peaks and shoots up high, obviously prices get adjusted pretty dramatically. So we basically had to turn that system off because the supply just went away and demand spiked big time. So prices would have gone up easily, 15 to 20%. We just didn't feel like that was the right thing to do in the community. We're a long-term owner here, and we wanted to be good neighbors and take care of people that had unfortunate dislocations from the hurricane. So we made sure that we didn't spike prices. As a matter of fact, we froze our pricing at pre-Harvey levels, and then we took out any premiums for short-term leases because generally a short-term lease has a premium relative to a long-term lease. And we just felt like it was the right thing to do for the community. Camden's going to do well as a result of the higher occupancy, but we just didn't feel like it made any sense as a good corporate citizen to allow prices to spike, at somebody else's peril. The other thing we did for our overall system was because the city was sort of disrupted for about a week or so, told all of our residents that we would not charge late fees on any September rents. So we gave people plenty of time to recover and get back into, you know, into their jobs and get their banking aligned so they could ultimately pay their rent. So, you know, we were just trying to be good corporate citizens and good neighbors. And one of the things that was amazing about Houston was just seeing the community come together, neighbors helping neighbors, strangers helping strangers. You know, it was absolutely amazing to see this diverse economy come together and people just helping each other. And I think that's what the legacy will be for Houston as opposed to, oh, it flooded.
Well, now going forward, I mean, for Camden, what are going to be the big themes when it comes to, you know, operations in the Houston area?
Well, we clearly are going to have to, you know, take care of these residents probably longer than they think, because there's a real question about how long it will take to bring the 75,000 homes that were damaged in some fashion during the storm back online. And so, you know, we're going to make sure that our pricing doesn't spike dramatically, even though we will feather our pricing system back in the next, you know, 30 to 45 days. And it really is about taking care of, you know, people that have needs. And, you know, housing is one of the most important things that a person needs, right? I mean, you've got to have a place to sleep and hopefully it's dry and safe. And so we're just going to focus on taking care of the customers like we have been for a long time, and we're going to make sure that the people that were dislocated, you know, get back in their homes as soon as they can, and so it's really business as usual, you know, making sure that we take care of our customers and improve their lives every chance we get.
Well, Rick, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck to you and everyone in Houston, you know, with their recovery effort.
I appreciate that, Alan. Thank you.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.